Of all the vegetation on planet Earth, none seem more inspiring than the tree. We gain much from trees, and above all, they give us an array of benefits for the soil, water, and air. Trees are majestic in all their forms, and as Alfred Kilmer wrote, "I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree." Trees are literally the lungs of the earth, and without them we would surely perish. The Torah is believed to be the tree of life, while in the movie Avatar, the tree of souls was the mother of the mythical planet Pandora. Anthony Horden, of department store fame, used the phrase, "While I live, I grow," referring to the store's iconic oak tree logo. We are blessed in Australia to have the eucalypt, which is a handsome tree and a prolific creator of oxygen and sequester of carbon. Just imagine a stand of majestic Australian forest on the Gold Coast, home to glossy black cockatoos, koalas, rainbow lorikeets, kookaburras and wallabies. Home also to a myriad of small creatures and possums that shelter there. It's steep country, close to the ocean, yet the roots of the trees hold the earth resolutely and provide a wonderful vista to nearby residents. This is a peaceful place and a rare piece of endangered coastal eucalypt pilularis forest. Got the picture? Because now the woodland silence is broken by the sound of a rampant chainsaw as a selfish man cuts down a section of this forest without permission from any authority and does so at a time when the neighbours are away. In fact, the trees are not even on his property, and he trespasses onto two adjacent lots and destroys Mother Forest at will. His chainsaw kills grey ironbark, spotted gums, pink bloodwoods, stringy barks, mahogany, white bottlebrush, tallowwood, and grey gums, to name just a few. These large, slender, wooded blocks cascade toward the Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary from atop Simpsons Road and are unique, and most residents rightly see themselves as caretakers. All but one, that is, being Ricky George Leverett, who was found guilty of willful damage by chainsaw and fined $3,000 plus costs of $2,500, expended by caring neighbours for a professional environmental damage report. The report, using a true scientific assessment, values the trees lost at $70,000. I dare say the wildlife values them differently because it's their home. The matter may now be heard as a civil matter, where compensation may be sought, and the good folk of Simpsons Road will give that money to the Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary should that eventuate. I call them real Australians and real worthy citizens of the Gold Coast. They took action after the errant destruction Mr. Leverett wrought against the forest, and they didn't sit back with indifference. They acted and brought this bloke to justice. According to the Crown Prosecutor, he wanted to improve his view and sell his property, and in fact, it's exactly what has happened. He sold and left. This segment is called We the People and is a celebration of democracy at the heart of each narrative. It's all about free will and to step forward and act when evil prevails or where laws should be addressed or where bureaucracy and politicians are failing. We can't just leave it up to others, and if Australia, and in particular the Gold Coast, is to prosper, then we must all do our bit regardless of age or position or ability. I congratulate Wendy Cheeseman, Alan Mann and Stan and Sandy Chappell for seeing this matter through, and hopefully Ricky Leverett's chainsaw mentality is now gathering dust. Let's also acknowledge Gecko Regen for their assistance and the fine work they do all year round for the environmental good of the Gold Coast. If nothing else, support the Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary and Gecko, which rely on many volunteers who freely give of themselves to make our natural world a better place for us and for those to come. I leave you with this time-honoured quote, "For evil to prevail only requires good people to do nothing." Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.